Hell Yes Life, episode 53. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hell Yes Lifers, today my guest is Diane Forster. Diane is an intentional living expert and the best-selling author of I Have Today, Find Your Passion, Purpose, and Smile, Finally. She is the founder of I Have Today, focused on helping women live empowered, fulfilling lives through books, digital programs, speaking, live events, coaching, mentoring, and webinars. Diane works with clients privately on their professional and personal goals, with high-level mastermind groups, and with couples to quote-unquote fix their marriage. Diane says she has mastered the art of living each day to the fullest through her proven systems and techniques. Without further ado, let's dive into my conversation with Diane Forster.
I grew up in a family where a mother and a father who had a love for each other, but they weren't in love with each other. And so I really didn't witness any, you know, affection or intimacy between them. There was nothing demonstrated between them. And so I grew up thinking that that's what marriage looked like. So I naturally attracted a man into my life and had a similar marriage to what my mom and dad had. So when I got married, at the time, you know, we loved each other, but there was, you know, key elements missing in it. And so I struggled with that relationship for many, many years, trying to make that work. And what was happening is that there was love there, but there was no real connection. And so to the outside world, it looked like I had everything going on, you know, the husband and wife and the two kids and the dogs and the home and the careers and the travel and, you know, all of that. But on the inside, I was imploding and I was feeling more and more alone every single day. My soul was chipping away day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And I stayed in that relationship for 20 years. And one night, I just couldn't take the loneliness anymore. And in June of 2011, I attempted suicide. And in the bathroom in that moment, I had two full bottles of pills in my hand, ready to end it. And a force greater than me knocked the pills out of my hand. And the voice that came to me said, Diane, you are not ending your life this way. You need to go get help because you need to tell your story so that you can help others. And I threw my hands up in the air and I said, well, then you need to show me the way. And so the next day, I called a therapist. I reached out for help and I said, I need help. I am changing my life. And it set me down a path of, you know, building up the tools and the strengths to really enable me to break free from that relationship. So about 6 months after I started seeing a therapist, some other things happened in the marriage. You know, things were uncovered. There was an affair by him and many other things happened. But I was finally able to break free from that relationship. And I had a short window of time of a pity party, you know, a mourning. It was a lot of years in that. So it was basically a form of death. And so 2 months into that mourning period, I finally said, now enough, Diane. I needed to own my part in the demise of that relationship and look in myself to figure out why I would allow myself to live that unhappily, to stay in a relationship like that, to be an enabler, and why I didn't love myself more and nurture myself more and respect myself more. And so it sent me on a path of self-discovery and introspection and spiritual awakening and personal development. And I really just immersed myself in everything that I could get my hands on, everything I could read, everything I could watch, everything I could listen to, everything I could attend. And what was happening is that my My soul and spirit were coming alive, and I was showing up and transforming in a very, very profound way, really big. And my intuition and those skills and gifts that I already had that were lying dormant for so long were really getting dialed up. So I was getting all these downloads of information, and I was writing like crazy and creating like crazy. And so one night in the middle of the night, which would happen to me a lot, I woke up with a poem in my head and I wrote it down. And I had written many poems and stories, but this particular morning was in August of 2015, and I wrote the poem I Have Today. And it was all about, I have today to love and be loved. I have today to start fresh and new. I have today to see things with new eyes. And it went on and on. And when I finished writing that poem, I looked down at it and I said, this is way more than a poem. And this is a movement. And this is what God was talking to me about that night in the bathroom. And so that was the journey. That was the moment, the pivotal moment that I birthed I Have Today, and the idea of really building a community where I am empowering women who are suffering from lack of self-worth, just like I was, to really have them own their divinity and their power and purpose, and enable them to live an extraordinary life just like I wanted to do. And so that was the pivotal moment that catapulted me to really transform and transition my life to where I am today, completely reinvented my life. I was living in Chicago. I was working in television sales for many, many years. My twins were getting ready to graduate and go off to college. And I took a massive leap of faith and I quit my job with no net. I got my twins off to college. I sold my house and all the belongings in there. And I moved out to San Diego with boxes and a dream to start my life over. And it has been nothing short of miraculous. By taking that leap of faith, the doors that have opened up for me and the opportunities, I could have never imagined the woman I was in June 2011 in that moment in the bathroom to where I am today could have possibly happened. So it was so transformational, and what a gift to be able to do what I do now because I got that sign, that moment in the bathroom that day. So that's how I got to where I am today.
Diane Forster, thank you so much for sharing that story. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, and thanks so much for being here. And I really relate to that story. I can say I have had moments as low as what you described there, suicidal ideation, and so thankful to be here still on this planet and looking to do some good. And so I could really relate to that journey that you've had from that lowest low point to where you are today. And it's an amazing journey that you've taken. Tell me about this. You're in the bathroom. What do you feel like happened there? And let me also ask you this. You know, I consider myself a spiritual person, right? I grew up Catholic, but I, kind of turned away from traditional religion for a long time, consider myself, kind of atheist, agnostic, but then, have this growing sense of spirituality. So what do you think is going on there? Like you said, you got kind of a download in the bathroom there. Like what happened?
Well, I am on the same page as you, Norman. I grew up Catholic as well, and I am definitely a spiritual, I believe in spirituality, and I believe in law of attraction and a higher power and universal forces, all of that stuff. So I think what happened in that moment is I feel divinely guided, for sure. And I think that was a moment, to be honest with you, I think that was my mother in that moment, knocking those pills out of my arm. She crossed over when she was 53 years old, which, by the way, I'm 53 right now. So it's been many years it's been over 20 years since she's been gone. But I feel her presence around me a lot, and I get messages from her a lot, as well as the other messages that I get. And I'm clairaudient, so I hear the voices, I hear the messages that way. So when I say the downloads, that's what I mean. I will get messages that I hear loud and clearly, and sometimes it's just a quick sentence or two, a few words. Sometimes it's blocks of thoughts that come down. That's why the writing has been so powerful, because that'll come down and I can write so quickly in 5 or 10 minutes, because it's all right there. So that's what I meant by that download. I just felt like it was being told you don't know what's in front of you yet because you can't see it, but we can see it for you. So and being able to listen to it in that moment and just, you know, throw up my hands and just be, you know, surrendering to it. So that's what I believe happened in that moment. Mm-hmm. Force much greater than me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've definitely, have a growing sense of that in my life. You know, my brain doesn't want to take that in. It's like, what, how could there be like this higher, you know, sense, you know, higher power or whatever. But I noticed that my life seems to work better when I, you know, at least act as if that is the case. Right. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, just being open to it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Just being open, just staying curious, right? Life is a mystery for sure. So let's back up a little bit, kind of take that 30,000 foot view. You kind of took us up to the present. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on now, Diane, to support all those people that you talked about wanting to support.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm happy to. So I created I Have Today, and it is an empowerment, intentional living community and coaching service. And what I do is I offer several products and services. I coach clients one-on-one in their personal and professional lives to really define what their purpose is and to live their life more intentionally. And what happens is clients come to me, they're stuck, or they're in transition, or they need help and support. They can't see they're so mired in the muck of their lives and where they are that they can't see a way out. They can't see the forest through the trees. So what I do is I will work with them one-on-one to help them gain that clarity. And I have a book, I Have Today, Find Your Passion, Purpose, and Smile Finally. And from the book, I also have a live weekly webinar series and a weekly blog. And my work is all based around 3-step processes. And because I believe that transformation should be easy. And I believe that when you implement simple 3-step processes, they're easy to remember, they're easy to build upon, and then they're easy to implement into your life and then carry your life forward and create that positive momentum, that those small, subtle shifts, that when you make those subtle changes, that builds that momentum and moves your life forward, and that will create the lasting, permanent change that everybody seeks to have. So with the community and with my coaching services, the 3-step processes really help to see things in a different way and create a level of awareness that you're not quite aware that you even knew was an issue. Many of them don't even know that they needed to be aware of the way they're behaving, or do know, but they haven't found anything that can really support them. So what I do in all my work is I focus on the mindset, emotions, and language, because when our mindset is out of whack, which it often is for many, many people, and I work on my mindset every day, we live in this big world, but the truth is we all really live in our own world, and our own world is what's happening in our mind and how we feel about ourselves. And that comes from, you know, years of programming through, you know, our childhood and peer pressure and, you know, social media and outside forces and all of that stuff, where that negative stuff gets in and gets embedded in there, and then we believe those things. And so I work on the mindset because 90% of our, you know, we have 90% subconscious, 10% conscious, and the subconscious is where all of that is, the feelings, the emotions, the memories, but it can't tell the difference between the truth and a lie. It only knows what we tell it. So when we reprogram it and tell it other things and different ways to think, what happens is that'll create the emotions and it'll alleviate some of those negative emotions and feelings that we tend to carry around. And then that changes the way we speak. That changes the way we talk about ourselves. So you hear people all the time saying, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm not good enough for that. Or that's for those people. That's not for me. And that, you know, programming that's been embedded in us for years, that just has to be switched. It's just a switch of language, but it starts in the mind which creates our emotions, which creates that language. So that's what I do in a sort of a nutshell. That's the way I work, both one-on-one with personal clients and then on a broad scope in all of my other products and services that I do. My workshops, I've got a big live event coming up, and then in all the other products and services. So that's the way I do it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Sounds like you're up to all kinds of great stuff. I want to ask you about, sounds like you have a few different three-step processes. One I saw on your website was the three steps seem to be love it, think it, bring it. Can you tell us about those?
I sure can. That is the premise of the book I have today. And that really is the three-step process that I developed from everything that I studied out there, which from amazing teachers, I've learned so much. But what I realized is those three expressions, love it, thank it, bring it, is such a simplistic way to bring things down in a second to realize live in the moment. And love it is I'm going to explain these simplistically. If you want more information, I go into detail in the book, but love it is basically love everything that shows up in your life, no matter what it is, because while we all enjoy the good experiences, we have to have the negative experiences as well, because those experiences help us create our clarity and help us define what it is we want. We can know clearer what it is we want when we know what we don't want. So it's just love every moment of your life. Love the moment you wake up and the breath in your lungs and the bed that you sleep in and the coffee that you drink. Just love it all. And I believe there's two emotions. There's love and then there's fear. And everything else comes under fear, any other negative thought. So wherever there's a gap, it can be only filled with love. So that's the love it piece of it. The thank it piece is the gratitude piece, because we also need to express and feel gratitude for everything that's showing up in our lives as well, that has shown up in the past and is currently showing up, and to live in gratitude every day, every morning when you wake up, every night when you go to sleep, for everything that's happened in between, because it's led you to where you are today. And that's always where you want to be focused on, your now. That's why the company is called I Have Today, because the past is behind you. The future is uncertain. You can't change the past. You can only look and learn from it and connect dots from it. So that is the thank it piece. Now the bring it is the power. So once you love and appreciate everything that has shown up in your life and is showing up in your life, every relationship, every experience, then how do you move your life forward? How do you take those experiences and then move with positive momentum and assertiveness and in your power to create the life that you want in every area of your life, every day of your life, and just to create a very intentional life where I believe we set intentions should be setting intentions for every single thing that we do, from brushing our teeth on, there should be an outcome that you're focused on, and there should be an intention set with it. So that is the three-step process: to love it, have gratitude for it, and then how do you move it forward with power, with confidence. Mm-hmm.
I love everything that you're saying there, Diane. That whole terrain that you just covered there is very up for me and the work that I'm doing with people, and also up for myself. Here's a question for you. So I know that you're working with people to help them move towards a more purposeful, passionate life. But you're also talking about, you know, loving today, loving the present. I find that there's sometimes a dissonance there. The challenge can be like when you're going for, you know, you create this, what I call a cringeworthy vision, a vision so big that makes you cringe to even think about sharing it. You know, as you start to develop that, you know, you get a clearer picture of where you're headed. I start to sometimes resent the present a little bit. It's like, oh, but now I've got to pay my bills. I got to clean the dishes and so forth. So, and I'm working on that. So I know that that's not the way to go, but how can you talk a little bit about that tension between that dream that we're moving towards and our present circumstances?
I absolutely can. Of course, you know, I have a big dream too. I mean, I have a very big bodacious goal with all of this. I've committed to seeing that a billion women on the planet who don't know their self-worth instead discover their true divinity, power, and purpose. And that is massive. And that's my end of life goal. So it sits out there. And so how do I pull that in? So I'm sharing that with you so I can tell you how I do that. And what I do is then I break it down and I look at, well, what do I want to achieve 5 years from now? What do I want that to look like? And sit and write those goals. Well, what does that life look like? You know, what does my home look like? What does my love life look like? What does my family look like? What does my career life look like? All of that, and break it down. And then break it down even further to a year. And then what do I want to accomplish this year? And by doing that, it sort of, let you off the hook that because we're creators and we're doers, Norman. So we get that, like, we want to do it all now. You know, we want to be there now. We want that instant gratification now. And then what I've done is I've realized, I break it down to a day. As long as I do 1% better than I did yesterday, and as long as I do one thing that moves me forward towards that big bodacious vision and mission, then I feel successful. That's how I define successful, because life does get in the way. You know, we do have bills to pay. We do have responsibilities. We do have things that we have to take care of. But if you feel that movement, like I was talking about, that steady progress where you're just doing at least something moving you forward every day, that alleviates so much of that frustration. And you don't have to do any more than one thing a day. You really don't. If you think that if you did, you know, one thing a day, that's 365 things you've done in a year. It's a lot. And so that's how I break it down, where I give myself permission that that's all that needs to be done. So, and sometimes I'll test it in the morning. Like I'll, you know, give myself a deadline. Like I want it done by 10 o'clock in the morning, so that I can focus on other things. And I'm big on, especially my work with clients, because I do, it's all about business, life, relationship. So I help them get that overwhelm out of their head and onto paper and lay it all out. And we reverse engineer things and break it down that way so that there's that level of like focus and clarity and relief, you know, a sigh of relief that you know, there is time to get it all done. You can do it when you break it down that way. So I hope that answers your question and helps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That has been helpful for me too. I like that. I haven't done that full reverse engineering all the way from the end of life goal of, by the way, a fantastic cringeworthy vision you have there, one affecting 1 billion women, but then reverse engineering that back to the present. So that's work for me to do. But yeah, I have found that, you know, just knowing what is that one thing that if I accomplish that today, I would feel satisfied, and then I can, you know, kind of let go of the rest and just do what needs to be done. I've also found the most successful when I'm, you know, can plan that the night before. If I show up at the computer the morning of, and I got 100 different ideas in my head of what to work on, I'm a little bit sunk. So, yeah. But anyway, it's all a work in progress. So yeah. Tell me a little bit more about setting intentions. I hear you saying that all the way down to your intention for the outcome you want from brushing your teeth. So just talk more about that in general.
What that really means is this is the reason why is because you really want to be aware and alive in your life and alert in your life. And so even something as simple as brushing your teeth, well, what is the outcome? Well, the outcome is to have a beautiful smile and to have healthy teeth and gums and to show my beautiful smile to the world. And so it's not just like going with the motions. And what happens is we get in this, robotic mindset where we, you know, we get out of the bed the same way every day. We brush our teeth the same way. We do the same routine every day the same way. And we're literally in a funk and a fog. And what happens is, and this is what my belief, Norman, you know, I believe in the universal forces, and I believe that we are being divinely guided every single second of every single day towards our dreams and our goals and our wishes and our desires. And the signs are being revealed to us all the time. But we're in that funk and that fog, so we can't see them. We're unaware of them. So by being in living your life intentionally, by constantly creating awareness, by living each day differently. So for me, I want today to look different than yesterday. I don't want to live today the same way I did yesterday, because if I do that, then I haven't done anything new. So I want to change things up. Take a different route. You know, make a phone call to someone I don't know who you know, I'm just curious about. Explore something. Research something online that I've never researched before, and open up my mind to seeing other things. You know, spend time in nature. Go outside. And so that is really the premise of living intentionally. Just be awake and alert and alive in your life, and watch how much more you witness and observe. And that tunes us into our intuition, which we all have the gift of. We all have this capacity. And so when that thought of that person pops into your mind, don't ignore it. You're being divinely guided, pick up the phone and call that person. Or something crosses your path like two or three times, that is a clear sign. You see a yellow butterfly fly across your face, that is a sign. The book falls off the shelf when you're walking through the bookstore, that is a sign. So it's living intentionally so that you can pay attention and be aware to all the guidance you're getting all day, every day, because we're all getting it. So
just wanted to briefly mention, there's another guest, previous guest, Stephen Aitchison, who was on the show, and he was talking about being in a bookstore and a book fell off a shelf onto his head, and it was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And mm-hmm. that book actually ended up leading him on a whole path to what he's doing today. And now he has a personal development site and 3 million Facebook followers. So yeah. Pretty amazing. So let me ask you this. Let's imagine that there's some of our listeners out there that are in that funk that you were talking about. You know, they're right. Maybe they're like, you know, either they're aware that, hey, something needs to change with me, or maybe they're even right before then. They're just in that kind of daily routine and they don't know what to do. What are some kind of in the trenches practices that you suggest to your clients, or that you would suggest to anyone, to kind of either work on their mindset or, you know, just daily practices to, you know, kind of get them out of that funk?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first I'll tell you what I do, and then I'll give some suggestions with it. What really transformed my life as I went down that path of self development and introspection was meditation. It is the number one thing that really shifted me. And so I would highly suggest, if someone is listening and they don't meditate, put meditation into your life. Make it a practice to do it. And I hear a lot, I don't have time to meditate. The thing is, you don't have time not to. You really do. 15 minutes a day, whether you do my practice or any practice online that you can find, or even if you just sit quietly for 15 minutes a day focused on your breath, what's going to happen is you will start to get some of those downloads, those thoughts. You'll quiet your mind. Ideas will pop into your head. You'll have a greater sense of calmness about you. You'll start to respond to things versus react to things. So you'll have better clarity, greater decision-making skills. All of this happens with meditation, and you'll actually find that you have more time in your life, not less time, by doing this. So that is something that I do every day. My non-negotiables in the morning is I nurture my spirit, mind, and body. So I meditate, I journal, and read if there's time right then and there, and then I exercise and move my body. Before I give to anything else in the world, I nurture me first. And that allows me the capacity to serve so many others with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. So meditation would be one thing. And I would say another thing to do is just to get a notebook or a journal, anything, and start spending some time writing down what you want. This is what people don't do. People don't know what they want because they don't take the time to figure out what it is they want. And this process and practice could be writing down what you don't want too. And by writing down what you don't want, you can flip that around to the opposite and go, well, this is what I do want because I don't want that. And it helps you in that process. So I would highly recommend just start writing, start journaling, just pour it all out, you know, get all your get all your thoughts, your goals, your dreams, your fears, your desires, all of it out on paper, and just start journaling if you don't do that, because that will help you gain that clarity and into what it is that you do want. And I know that this practice has also helped for me, and that those two things really helped in creating the setting intention part and the really intentional piece of my life, where I figured out, oh, you know what? I want an extraordinary life. I don't think I ever said that to myself before I went through this. I didn't realize that I had just been going through the motions, you know, and literally, Norman, waking up at the, you know, right before the event in the bathroom happened, what my life is, was I was waking up in the morning exhausted, you know, dreading the day in front of me and living for the weekends. And then the weekends were filled with errands and things like that. And so it just got into this vicious cycle. So I can relate to you out there if you're listening and you're in that spot. So start simple with that. Sit quietly for 15 minutes a day. I prefer the morning, but any time where you can just shut out the world for 15 minutes, focus on your breath, let the thoughts come in, and then start writing, writing about what it is you want. That would be where I would go first.
That's great, Diane. Yeah, meditation is a foundational piece for me as well. And just in general, developing a morning routine, it's something that I've talked about on the show, has been very important for me. I find if I wait till later in the day, it just kind of gets caught up in the, you know, or it gets left behind because, oh, I'm quote unquote too busy for that. But yeah, meditation, exercise, journal writing, all highly recommended from me as well. So, let me ask you this. So let's say there's someone that has, maybe they're starting to take steps towards themselves, towards their dreams. And, yet now the fears are coming up. I know I've experienced this myself, because sometimes the things that you want to do is pretty simple. It's like, why am I not doing that? You know, public speaking is something that I love to do. And I'm happy to say that I'm now back engaged in Toastmasters and, you know, trying to put, you know, putting together my talks and so forth, but it's taken me a long time, and fear can be kind of tricky. You know, it's not just the straight up, I'm afraid to do that. Sometimes I've found it leads me to, I call it the thing next to the thing. It's sort of like, well, here's the thing I really want to do, but maybe I'm not going to do that. That's too risky. I'm going to do this thing next to it. What do you suggest to people who are having, you know, they're making that movement towards what they really want to do, but their fears are coming up.
I love this, because fear is something that obviously, you know, we all have them, and this is a big thing. I work with people and I do a lot of clearing stuff on fear, but I will say this, that get comfortable being uncomfortable. When we're uncomfortable, that's great. That means we're stretching and we're learning and we're growing. And when you're not uncomfortable and you're feeling safe, you're actually stuck. You're going to stay stuck. And here's what I do. I try and do something that makes me uncomfortable every single day, because the more you do that, the more comfortable you become with releasing fear. You become more fearless. So I can pretty much say at this point, by doing that practice every day, I'm fearless. I'm not afraid to try anything. And that works. So get comfortable being uncomfortable. And it's okay, because there are no mistakes. There are only lessons along the way. So it's okay to quote unquote make a mistake. It's okay to fail, because Thomas Edison, 10,000 tries to get the light bulb right, and he considers it 9,999 ways not to do it. You know, that's the mindset. And then I would say the other thing is, what also helps with fear a lot and getting out of your comfort zone is becoming a powerful decision maker. Quick, powerful decision making, it will transform your life like nothing else. Make a decision. It's the hemming and the hawing and the procrastination that's stumps and stalls your life. So make a decision. And the good news is, when you make a decision, if it turns out to not be the right decision, you can make another decision. You just make another decision to change it. So, but decide. That's the thing that holds people up. And this happens with a lot of my clients. You know, we'll do a strategy session with them, and then they'll hem and they'll haw, and they won't decide. And I said, look, I'm here for you when you're ready, but stalling, you're going to wake up a year from now exactly where you are. And is that where you want to be? And then eventually they come around and they realize that it's a decision that you make to have an extraordinary life. Don't let the logic come in when you feel it. Here's what I know, Norman. This is what I believe. We have three minds. We have our head, our heart, and our gut. And we're getting to our decisions and our answers there all the time. And when you feel something in your body, you feel it in your heart, or you feel it in your gut, that is your inner being guiding you. And that's, if it feels good, it's a yes. And if it doesn't feel good, it's a no. And it's the immediate it's the immediate feeling that you get. If you wait more than 5 seconds, you'll go into your head and you'll go into logic. And that'll talk you out of it every single time. So be comfortable with getting uncomfortable. Be a powerful decision maker and know that you can't make a mistake. It's just a lesson along the way. And then listen to your inner guidance, because that your soul knows everything. Your soul truly knows everything. So that would be my advice.
That's great, Diane. Yeah, I can say that everything you said there has come up for me over the course of, you know, launching this podcast, and I hemmed and hawed, you know, Hell Yes Lifers out there listening. Try not to waste too much time on going back and forth. I went back and forth on the, should it be about this Hell Yes Life experience thing that I've had, or something more practical, you know, that voice would come in. And I think that was the head talking, whenever that would come up. But it kept coming back. Like you said, the things that you're really meant to do, I feel that they just kind of keep coming back, either in your mind or through outside experiences that lead you back to that path. Yeah, I really identify with that. Well, as we start to wind down, I usually ask guests about their cringeworthy vision, but you have already touched in on that, and you've shared that, an amazing vision. Anything you'd like to add to that? So can you say that again, and then any other details you wanted to provide?
I'd love to say it again. I say it every day. I am committed to seeing that a billion women who don't know their self-worth discover their true divinity, power, and purpose. And what I mean by that really is persuasion and influence and empowerment, shifts happen. And so when I influence a client, say, or a group of women, you know, who whether I'm speaking or leading a workshop or I'm hosting my webinar, what happens is something happens with them and I get the feedback from them, and then they go on with their lives and live that way. And then now they're powerfully influencing their daughters or their sisters or their friends. And that's the ripple effect that happens. So I believe it's completely possible for this to happen. And I want to see this happen in my lifetime, because what I experienced in my life was such a deep level of self-worth. I just didn't think I was good enough or smart enough or worthy enough or good enough. And I know so many women have that feeling. And on the surface, they look just like I did, look like they have it all going on. But what happens is, as soon as I start talking and scratching the surface a little bit, it all comes out. And they're eager and they're sponges for the information. And so they need to know that they are powerful creators and capable of doing anything that they want. They're limited by nothing but their limiting beliefs, and that there is support and resources out there, and that you just need to try to do your best and know that it doesn't have to be perfect. It's never perfect, actually. It never really all gets done. It's constantly evolving and changing. So just do your best every day, but to live confidently and fearlessly, and know that we in the world need your gifts and your grace and your beauty and all of that. So please shine like the bright stars that you are, and know that every single person on this planet came here with a purpose. And your job is to figure out what that purpose is, however big or small it is, but that's your job, and then to share it with us. So that is my message with it. I just want women to really live as fully as they're meant to.
Awesome. I can hear you talking directly to our listeners, and I can imagine one or many more than one really being affected by what you just said right there. Okay, so as we start to wind down, let's see. I'm wondering, do you have any suggestions of any tools or resources that have helped you along the way that you would suggest to our listeners?
Okay. I would say, well, first of all, I loved Marianne Williamson's book, Return to Love. That was life-changing for me. You mentioned Think and Grow Rich. I read that as well. A couple of books that I found great were Millionaire Success Habits by Dean Graziosi. His writing style and his philosophy and teachings are very similar to mine. So I really resonated with his book. And I loved Essentialism by Greg McGowan, which was also that it, and I love it because it ties into your podcast, because he says in there, the answer is either a hell yes or it's a no. So that was a great resource. If you haven't read it, I think you would really get a lot out of that. And then of course my book, I mean, I, not to plug my own book, but, it's a great intro to this, because I don't really talk about the spirituality piece of it. It's very, metaphysical 101, but it's really just creating awareness about the law of attraction, and that we are literally bringing into our lives everything that we think and talk about, that it's a direct result of us. And I explain all the simple three-step processes that you could use to really create this awareness for your life, to live more intentionally.
Awesome. Yes. And mm-hmm. we will have links in the show notes to all the resources you just mentioned, including your book for sure. What would be one action step that you might recommend? One small step that you could recommend to your listeners? Obviously they can get in touch with you for more, but what's something they could do today?
Here's what I would do. I would start by listening or watching one motivational video a day on YouTube. Anybody. Look at Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Lisa Nichols, Oprah, whomever. But start to make a habit of listening or watching something motivational every day. Do not turn on your TV in the morning, or do not pick up your phone first thing. Do not get on the internet. Do not get involved in other people's lives first thing in the morning. Devote that time to you first thing in the morning, because the way you spend the first 20 minutes of your day sets up your day for success and failure. And when we get so involved in everybody else's lives right away, it pulls away from our energy and our goals and dreams. And then all that negative chatter starts, you know, that self-defeating conversation. So that's what I would do today. You can start right now doing that.
Awesome. I love that, Diane. And I am a big proponent of veering away from the news, especially early in the morning. You know, no need to get tied up in the latest political, you know, travesties. Fill yourself up with some Les Brown or Lisa Nichols. And let me, now tell us where are you've told us a little bit, but be really explicit. Like, where can we find you on the internet? And, what can people do if they want to find out more about you?
Great. My website is dianeforster.com. It's DianeForster. You can find lots of resources on there. Subscribe. I have a great tool. It's called 3 Tips to Get Everything You Want. So when you subscribe, I'll send you that, and it's great for mindset work. And then on social media, I'm on YouTube and Facebook is I Have Today with Diane Forster. And then on all other social media, it's Diane, the number 4, and the word stir, STIR. So that's how you can find me. And I'm happy and would be honored to support you and help you in any way that I can. So
great. Thanks so much, Diane. And as I said, we'll have links in the show notes to everything that Diane has just mentioned. So you can connect with her and learn more. So Diane, thank you so much for joining us on the Hell Yes Life podcast. It's been great to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much, Norman. My pleasure.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes life.